Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory Jean, can you hear me? Glory Jean.
You don't hear
Glory
me?
Jean?
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, I kept on saying something till you couldn't hear me.
I think your number had come up.
Yeah, I called you on the other line because I couldn't hear you, but you're on now. You're all right now.
Oh, can
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you can hear me.
Okay,
no,
you
I
can
had,
hear me.
Your number had called, and I had got off the phone. I had clicked over to the number, but then I waited too late, and you had gone.
Yeah, because I kept saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And you didn't say nothing. I was probably by mistake. I think I did it wrong on the computer, but don't worry about it. Hallelujah, Father, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just bless you and we honor you this morning. We know that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just bless you this morning. We honor your holy presence this morning like never before, Father God. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us, your children, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are great. Oh, Father God, let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled in Jesus' name. Let the princes of the darkness be spoiled, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the stout-hearted be spoiled in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy, strip him of his armor, and divide his spoils in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We release the spoilers that to come upon Babylon and to destroy her. We release the spoilers that come upon the high places in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and powers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities, powers. We spoil the enemy and we take back his goods in the name of Jesus. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil us. The enemy will not spoil us. He will be spoiled. In the name of Jesus, let the palace of the and headquarters of darkness be spoiled. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing on our behalf this morning on Bible Story Land. Let the proud spirits be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Lord, release the cankerworm to spoil the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let your fortress, O God, in the name of Jesus, let the fortress of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We honor your holy presence this morning. O God, we say that you are Lord. O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let any idols in our lives, our nation be destroyed and burned up with your fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, that you are God, you are King. Nothing impossible to you. Lord, cut down all the idols in the land. Let the familiar spirits, wizards, and idols be taken out of the land. Let the idols be confounded and the images be broken in pieces in Jesus' name. Let men throw away their idols and turn to you, O Lord. We renounce all idolatry in our bloodline, and we break all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. Lord, put the names of the idols out of the land. We will keep ourselves from idols. Abolish the idols in America and our nation. Lord, expose all idols and lying vanities. Oh, Lord, we renounce all covetousness, and we will not serve the God of mammon. Let Babylon, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth fall in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse the pollution of idols from the land. Sprinkle clean water upon us and cleanse us from all filthiness and cleanse us from all idols. Let us not go astray after any idol. Let all false gods and idols, including humans, be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. We will put no other gods before you, Lord. We bless you as King. We bless you as Abba, Father. We bless you as Lord and Savior of your children, oh God. We just come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. We honor your presence this morning like never before. We give you glory, 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 glory to your name in Jesus' name. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day. Let us worship and our Lord with joyful praise today and every day. Father, we thank you, O God, that you are Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King, O God. There's no God greater, no God greater than you, my King. Oh, Father God, we repent in the name of Jesus for every fault, every secret fault, every thought, oh God. Oh, Father God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy. You are righteous. You are a mighty God. No God greater, oh God. Father, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We thank you, oh God, for creating in us a clean heart, renewing a right spirit within us daily, oh God. Forgive us, Father, when we come against your will. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Father, when we are ungrateful and unappreciative of you. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the one who cover us under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are the true and living Father. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Father, your word says in Psalms 122:1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So, Father, I thank you that even though we sin against you, you allow us to go into your house, oh God. Oh, Father God, we are glad about it, oh God. We are shouting that you, the great Lord God, allow us to go into your house, oh God. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh, Father God, Psalms 4:7 says, thou hast put gladness in our hearts more than the time that our corn and our wine increase. So we thank you for increase this morning, oh God. We thank you. We come with grateful hearts. We come with gladness. We come with joy. We come with thanksgiving this morning. Psalms 45:15 says, with gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. What a great God you are. You left nothing out of your holy plan. Oh, Father God, we come with gladness and rejoicing, oh God, that you allow us into your palace. What a great and a merciful God you are. Oh, Father God, Acts 11:23 says, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purposes of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. So, Father, we cleave unto you this morning. We cleave unto you, O God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Turn us not away from you, O God, but draw us near. Draw us near to you, O God. Isaiah 61:10 says, we will greatly rejoice in our God, for he hath, O Father, he has clothed us with the garments of salvation. He has clothed us with the robe of righteousness. If it had not been for you, O God, O Father God, we wouldn't even have salvation, or we would not be able to come into your presence with thanksgiving. We would not be able to shout and say hallelujah to our great King. Because you are great, because you are a great and mighty God, we honor your presence this morning. Jeremiah 15:16 says, the words were found, and we did eat them. And the word was unto us the joy and rejoicing of our heart. For we are called by your name, O God, O Lord God of hosts. We thank you this morning, O God, that we can eat your word, O God. We can study it to show ourselves pleasing unto you, O God, O morning, noon, and night. We can read the word. We can study the word, O God. We want to be pleasing to you, our King. We're rejoicing that you honor your word above your name. And your word, your name, your word and your name are great in the heavens. And great, great, we honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and we are honoring and praising our God. We are joyfully praising him He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the one who made the earthly kings. He's the one who breathed his breath into you and me, and we became living souls. What a great God we have. 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 I can't say it enough. What a great God we have. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And because of his mercy, we are here this morning. So we give honor and glory to our God on Joyful Praise Day. And you know we're going to praise him with song this morning. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. And I tell you what, the anointing of song is heavy on her. So we thank God for her this morning. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Blessed of the Lord and doing wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He gave us a wonderful week this past week. It's been in the 70s here. Can you imagine that in the middle of July?
Woo! Wow, that's great.
Yes, even down in the 50s at night. So we've turned off our air conditioner, been able to save a little bit of money on our electric bill. So it's been wonderful.
Amen, amen.
He blesses us like that every now and then.
Yes. How's Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins this morning?
They are both doing fine. Mom is excited, getting ready to go to Louisville for a meeting. And my mother-in-law stopped by yesterday to bring some cards. She's always doing that, and she's getting ready for the family reunion in Minnesota. So we always have something going.
Amen. I tell you, y'all working for the Lord. Thank God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, this morning I'm going to sing Every Day I Pray, because we just have to do that every day. Every day we've got to call on him. Just not always asking for things, but thanking him for what he's already done.
Amen.
I need the Lord to guide me every day, every day, as I travel along this narrow way. Hey, though afflictions oppress my soul, I'm determined to reach my goal and say, I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it by myself. Every day I pray, 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 I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, don't leave me by myself. No, 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 no. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, through the years, come what may, I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it by myself. Oh, if you're riding life's railway, all alone, all alone, and you feel you have no one to call your own, leave the train at the next station, call Jesus on heaven's phone and say, I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it by myself. Oh, I pray, 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 I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, Don't leave me by myself. No, 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 no. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, through the years, come what may. I've got to have Jesus, or I just can't make it by myself. Oh, every day I pray, 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 I pray and ask the Lord, Jesus, don't leave me by myself. No, 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 no. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, through the years, come what may. I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it. I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it. I've got to have Jesus, for I just can't make it by myself.
Amen, amen. We got to have Jesus. Every day we pray, 24/7, we pray. We got to have Jesus. We can't make it. Don't you know what's going on out here in the world? Bullets are flowing. They ain't got no name on them. They're just hitting people all over, particularly our children. So we got to keep our children lifted up. Oh, my God, there's so much happening. We got to have Jesus every day. Can't make it by ourselves. Thank you, Minister Donna. Very, very appropriate. Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. All right. We have Jackie in the house. Minister Donna's cousin, Jackie, lives in Jacksonville. We are grateful. She's been faithful to Bible Storyland since we've been coming on. So I thank God for Jackie. How you doing, Jackie? Jackie, you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right. How you doing?
Okay. Hi, Sister G. It's me and Mr. Harry here today. I really enjoyed that song my cousin sang. That was so nice.
It was.
That can't be something. I remember those songs. I remember all those songs that we used to sing. I used to be sitting there just listening. And I remember most of those songs.
Amen.
But I'm trying to get me today to sing. We'll see, but I'm going to go ahead on and sing.
What you going to sing this morning?
I love to praise him.
Woo, yes, indeed.
We're going to sing I Love to Praise Him.
I love it. Go ahead.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock. My sword and shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel. Lord, that I have followed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, I love to praise his holy name, cause he's my rock, he's my rock, my sword and shield, he's a wheel, in the middle of a wheel, and I know he'll never. Lord, no, never let me down. He's just my jewel. Lord, that I have followed. Hallelujah. 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 I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name, 'cause he's my rock, he's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield, and he's a wheel, he's a little old wheel, and I know he'll never, Lord, don't ever let me down, he's just my truth, yeah. Lord, I said, I have found, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Jackie. Beautiful. Every day we pray, and we love his name. We're praising his name today.
You know, like, Sarita, I want to pray with me.
Huh?
Okay, I'm talking to Mr. Harry. He said, who was that? That's Teresa. Remember her? Okay. Thank you, Sister G. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell Mr. Harry hello.
She said, hello, Mr. Harry.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Harry. God bless y'all.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Have,
well,
we
are still praising the Lord like never before. We have Minister Stacy Holman on with us this morning. I hope the girls are with her. Praising the Lord. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got my girls on?
Well, one of them is both Bianca. Well, they're right here with me.
Oh, hey, Bianca.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
I'm good.
Bianca? Okay, hold on 1 second. No, hold on.
But
right,
yeah,
now. Hey, Bianca.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for getting up this morning to sing with your mama. We appreciate you, girl.
You're welcome.
All right, all right. Did you go swimming this summer?
No, she went to a pool party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, all now right, all right. What y'all gonna sing this morning?
Oh, I was thinking, Lord, you are awesome, unless you have any requests.
Well, no, ma'am, that's it. Lord, you are awesome. That's good.
Amen. Amen. Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Say it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Say it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. One more time, Lord, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, You're awesome. Yeah, Lord, you're awesome. Say it again, Lord, you're awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where my girl? I hear her singing. Y'all sing my favorite song. I know I hear her singing on that one.
Yes. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? She said, do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart.
Way down in my heart.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart.
Do you love him?
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love both of those songs, but of course you know my favorite. Lord, you are awesome. He is an awesome God, a mighty King. Nobody greater. We don't even have words. Human words cannot describe his greatness. And of course we love Jesus. Where do we love him? Way down in our hearts. Way deep, deep, deep down. Thank you, Bianca. Thank you, Minister Holman. Beautiful.
God bless you.
I bless
you
all too. Well, we're praising our Lord every day, every day. We pray, we pray, we pray. We love to praise his name. We love to praise our God. He is awesome. And, of course, we love Jesus way, way, way deep down in our hearts. Well, today is Joyful Praise Day, and we honor our Father today. Oh, you know our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we owe him everything. Our lives, our souls, our spirits all belong to our King. We give him all the glory, all the praise belong to him for his goodness, for his mighty acts, that he does for us, his children. We thank him, you know, for waking us up every day. He protects us daily. We praise and we thank him. He covers us under the shadow of his almighty wings. We praise and thank him. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We don't even know. I don't even want to think about it. We thank him for being on our side. He provides for us shelter, food, clothing, protection, mercy. He gives us mercy, everlasting mercy. We thank him for that. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We honor, we exalt, we magnify our King. He is greatly to be praised. He is head above all. Our tongues speak of his righteousness, and we praise him all the day long. Oh, yeah, we're praising him like Minister Donna Hawkins says, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 365 days of the year. Let's praise our Lord. Let's give him great praise. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. It's time for the word this morning. You know that word that he honors above his name? Yes, indeed, the word, that powerful word. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Psalms 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need God's word to show us the way. God's word is a road map for getting wisdom, values, and principles we need. God's word is the source we need to show us and direct us, direct our paths to him. You know, we got to find him, but we got to find him in the word. Our speaker today is full of the word of God. She is a teacher in the fivefold ministry of the word of God. She's a powerful intercessor, a powerful prayer warrior, and an in-depth teacher of the word. I said an in-depth teacher. She teaches deep, talking about deep. It goes deep into our souls when she teaches. So she's my friend. She's my sister in the Lord. She lives in New Orleans. Her name is Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. Welcome this morning, Minister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Well, thank you. Doing fine. Thank you. And I'm so happy that you invited me to be on the program today. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Well, you are always welcome. Always. Anytime the Lord gives you a word for us, just call me, say, got a word coming on.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, what's the weather like in New Orleans? It's been a little cooled off here, too.
Well, it's been like thunderstorms, you know. We have a lot of rain yesterday. It really rained. We couldn't get out. It said to sort of stay in yesterday.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, we're ready for the word.
Can you hear me well?
Very well.
Okay. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for today. This is joyful praise time. Well, we want to continue to keep the praise of God going up because the praises are so important. You know, waking up in the morning, that's the first thing we do is just give glory to God. Just give him praises. Thank him. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me through the night. We have a lot to praise the Lord for, so much to praise him for. And this is what he wants. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to talk a little bit about praises. The keys, it's a powerful living. When you can praise the Lord, that's powerful living. You live in the power of God. And praise, according to Scripture, is an act of our will that flows out in awe and reverence for our Creator. Praise gives glory to God and opens up a way for us, a deepness, Father, a union with him. It turns our attention off our problems and on the nature and the character of God himself. When we begin to praise him, all the problems that we have, we don't have to suffer like we do. Start praising God. It'll make you forget about yourselves, your problems and things. Praise God. He's looking for the praises of his people. God is looking for the praises of his people. And as we focus our mind on God and proclaim his goodness, we reflect his glory back to him. And the results can fill us with peace. We have that peace and that contentment. As it says in Isaiah 26:3, when our minds are stayed upon him, we have what? That perfect peace. You know, no matter what you're going through, I like the scripture that says, let not your heart be troubled. Your heart doesn't have to be troubled. You can praise him. He inhabits our praises. Just praise him. Forget about yourself. Forget about the problem. It's for him anyway. Give it to him. Give it to him by praising, giving him glory, giving him honor, so it can transform a different outlook on life. You'll be transformed on a different outlook on life. You'll begin to see life different. You see, if we don't allow the Lord to take us over, and that's in praises, Hallelujah. How can we escape? How can we be blessed and receive the goodness of the Lord? And this is what we're looking for. We don't want to go through problems after problems. If we do, we have to learn how to go through our problems. We have our great Creator with us every day. And the reasons, and you know, the reasons for praise, you know the reason? It's simply to praise God because he's worthy of our praise. He's truly worthy of our praise. 5:11, Revelation 5:11 through 14, he says, if you paraphrase it, he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our creation. He's our creator. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our redeemer. He's our judge. He's our defender. Oh, and he's much more than that. Can't you see that? He's our help. No matter what we go through, no matter what we go through, we can always praise the Lord. We can always turn to him if he's in our lives, if we have received him into our life. If you have not received God into your life, now is the time to receive him, to receive Christ into your life, into your heart, that he'll be the Lord of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need him. We need him. Praise God. We need the Holy Spirit. We need everything that God has for us to come through the things that we have to go through. Hallelujah. And praise is one of the top it is that we can come through. We'll get through with the praises. Praise God. Another one is obedience. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 and 6. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We want to praise the Lord. The Bible said, if we don't praise the Lord, the rock's going to cry out. Hey, I don't want no rocks to crowd for me. I want to crowd myself for the Lord. I want to see what it is to praise the Lord. I want to see what I can receive in praising the Lord. I want to see how close I can get with him, how he can bring me in, get in with the praises. When you get in with the praises, it's just through the Lord will just come in and take over and take over. Hallelujah. You know, we can just use the word hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. If you don't know anything else to say, just say hallelujah. That's the highest praise you can go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we are talking about praises today. We are talking about to get through. How can we get through this problem? How can we get through? How can we get to a closer relationship with God? By praising him, honoring him, loving him, praising. Forget about ourselves. Let's just praise the Lord. Focus on him. Focus on him. Being obedient unto him. And you know, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You know, the others be beating that tambourine, and they beat that tambourine, and they be praising the Lord with that tambourine. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord with the hands. God has given us an instrument. Our bodies, our hands, clapping together. We got our feet. We can stomp our feet. We can tap with our feet. Praise God. Besides the tongue he gave us to praise his name. Hallelujah. This is praise day. This is praise. Thank God for the sisters that came forward with the songs. This is praise time. Pray. We should do this all the time. Wake up in the morning and praise the Lord. Just praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. This is what he accepts. He loves the praises of his people. Revelation 4:11 says that we, for his pleasure, were we created. We were created for his pleasure. This is his pleasure. Why not give him what he loves? Praise him. Praise him. This is a pleasure. Because we were created for him, for his pleasure, to just give him glory and honor. The 420 elders, you remember that chapter, Revelations 4:11-10, it says how the angels, the 420 elders, fell down before him and just worship him and praise him. Worship him. Praise God. This takes all of this. It takes all of this. Praise God. Just let the Lord know that we love him and we thank him for the way he's bringing us from. We have come from a long ways. We have so much to thank God for. We have so much to praise him for. Hallelujah. Let's get with God. Let him just use us with the praises. Praise God. God is looking for us to praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because this is his pleasure. He created us for his pleasure. His pleasure. Praise God. And you know, praise elevates us into God's presence. It elevates us. It brings us into closer with God, into his presence, into his power. Would you like to feel his presence, the Lord? Would you like to feel his power, the spirit of the Lord? Let's get into the praises, because God does what? He inhabits the praise of his people. Psalm 22 and 3, he inhabits the praise of his people. Oh, he just takes it in. Do you know God loves this? Can you imagine your own father, earthly father, how he would love you just praising him and talking to him and letting him know how you love him and how good he is, your earthly father? What you think about our heavenly father? It's greater with our heavenly father. Oh, because he is love. God is love, and he just loves us to just praise him. He loves us to put our mind upon him, think on him. And it means, praise means to commend, to applaud, magnify. Praise transports us into the realm of the supernatural and into the power of God. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. We know the joyful sound. We heard joyful sounds of the songs today. Those were joyful sounds coming forth. We have to realize when we're singing and coming forth, these are joyful sounds that the Lord loves. These are joyful songs. The sounds that came forth, these are joyful sounds. This is sound that went in the ear of our Father. Ear this Father. Praise God. We got to walk in the Lord, in the light of the Lord. The countenance of the Lord. Praise God. Remember, God inhabits the praises of his people. Let's go to Acts 16. Let's go to Acts 16, and I'll have too much after this. Acts 16. It talks about, I think when I said it, everybody said, Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas. That's one that we always remember with the praises, the singing. We had the praise this morning. We had the singing this morning. The praises came forth. See, we came in praising God today. We came in praising God on this radio today. Hallelujah. And God just blessed the praisers. He blessed the praisers. Do you know that God is blessing today all you that's singing and ones that's out there in radio land that's singing the praise of the Lord even now, just singing, hallelujah, giving him the highest praise. But we want to talk about Paul and Silas a little bit. You know, we'll start from not one, but I'm just going to start because I want to get to the main verse. If we start from 21, he says about how the Paul and Silas, they didn't want to hear them in the marketplaces praising God and teaching. And 20, and they brought them to the magistrate saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. I'm reading 16th chapter of Acts, and I'm on verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Well, they beat them. And when they had laid them stripes, that means beat them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who have received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast into the stocks. And at midnight, listen at this, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They prayed. And after they prayed, they did what? Sang praises unto God. And the prisoners, even the prisoners heard. You see, it's power. in God's word. It's power in the praise of God. And when the Holy Ghost is within you, you have that authority to bring forth that power. Whatever you do or say, the power of God, it is going to come forth. And as Paul and Silas begin to pray, they begin to sing praises. And the power went forth and touched the ones that were in jail, touched the prisoners, and they received that power. Just went through. The Spirit of the Lord just went through that prison, just went through as they praised the Lord. And as they had done this, then the chains were broken. The stocks opened up, and they were released. They said what happened is suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened and received, he thought maybe they were gone, but the prisoners couldn't even move. Nobody left. That power of praise and singing had entered into the heart of these prisoners. This is why we go to the prisons today. This is why a lot of us go to the prison today, because there is a need to go to the prison. God wants us to go to the prisons and all. Although we go to the prison, our heart, people, hearts too, to get to their hearts, to take them out of prison. But you can go to the prison as Paul, they were there. And we go to the regular prison today and go forward to praise of the Lord thy God and doing the things of God, preaching that word, giving that word, singing, praising God. And I tell you, so many prisoners have been saved through the evangelists and all, and missionaries going to the prisons today. That's needed. If it's on your heart to go to prison, go to the prisons. Go to the prison, praise the Lord. Give the word. Let God use you. Go out to the prisons. And maybe some of you are already going out to the prisons. But guess what? You're doing a great work. You're doing a great work. Hallelujah. And when they had done this, praise God, it was the praises. It was the praises that broke the chains. Broke the chains. You remember that song say, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. As you praise the Lord, pick up your prayer request right now. You got a long list of prayers right now. You pray, pray every day, every day, every day, every day. You're praying the prayers. But guess what? It's time now to thank the Lord for answering the prayers. Start praising God. Pick up that sheet, your prayer sheet. Start praising God, glorifying God. Give him glory. Praise him. And as you're praising, begin to see the yokes being broken. Begin to see the chains being broken. Begin to see the spirit prayers being answered. What you prayed about for so long, begin praising the Lord. Praise God. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him all that you have. Give God the glory today. You're going to see your prayers being answered. You'll see your prayers being answered. Just glorify God today. That's all God is asking today. That's all he's asking today. To glorify his name. To glorify his name. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I'm just praising. I can't help but praise God as I'm speaking. I'm praising because I want all of us to get into the praises together this morning. Let's get into the praises together wherever you are. Let's begin to praise the Lord. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Whatever problem you're going through, whatever problem your children are going through, whatever problem you see your different people and friends are going through, whatever you see that's going on in this world today, whatever you see in this world, even with our leaders today, it's time to praise the Lord. You're praying and praying and praying. Now it's time to praise the Lord. You want to see the results now. You want to see the results of the prayer. Start praising God. Do what Paul and Silas did. They prayed. They prayed. And after prayer, what did they do? They began to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And guess what? The chains were broken. The chains were broken. The bands were taken off the hands. They feed out the stocks. Praise God. The doors being opened. I tell you, the doors will open up in your life. The doors will open up. Start praising God. Praise God, and the doors will begin to open up as never before. He said, I should have been praising God. I thank you, Lord, that I can praise you and see the doors opening. And guess what? The doors will open. Your prayers, one at a time, will begin to be opened up. Just begin praising God. You've prayed. Now it's time to praise the Lord. Give him glory. Oh, he's your redeemer. He's our life. He's our defender. He's everything for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's get with God and let's just praise the Lord because he's our provider, our healer, our redeemer, our judge. He's our judge, defender. He defends for us. Whenever we come through offense to others, God is our defense. Praise God. Well, we want to thank him today. I just want to thank God for where he's brought us today through praises. Through the praises. Continue to pray and continue to top it off with praising God and seeing in the Spirit one at a time your prayers being answered. Chains being broken. Salvation coming. Don't worry. Why are you worrying? You're not supposed to worry. God said, let not your heart be troubled. Worry is a sin. So what you do, start praising God. Start praising God this day. Just start praising him. Just take 15 minutes today to praise the Lord. Take 25 minutes to praise the Lord. However time, just praise the Lord. It's going to be good enough for him. He just wants to hear your praises. He just wants to hear you today. He wants to hear you today. So we just want to give God the glory, and I thank God for you all today. Let's stay together with God. Let's stay together in praises. Let's thank God for the radio program and continue to praise God for our sister Carita is doing a great work for the Lord. We want to continue to praise the Lord, the work that she's doing. Praise all the work that she's doing. And God is opening doors for her. God, as she continues to praise the Lord for everything she's going through to receive, God is opening doors for her. She's receiving. Every day something is happening. God is giving it to her, the need that she has. He's giving it to her so she can have the school and everything she's been praying for. And she began praising him, and you know she can praise the Lord. And when she continues to praise him, doors will be open. Well, God bless you today. Let the doors open up unto you today. Start praising God. Start praising today. And I love you, and God loves you. He loves your praises because he inhabits your praises. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Praise is what I do when I want to be close with you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise who I am. I'll praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. And I want to praise him through the good and the bad. I'll praise him no matter what I go through, because praise is who I am. Well, I thank God for that word this morning. That made me think of that song, Praise is Who We Are, Praise is What We Do. Oh, my God, what a powerful message. Powerful living come from praising God. That was the title of Minister Gloria Dean's word, powerful living. You know, she said praise is the act of our will, giving reverence to God. Isaiah 26:3 is about peace. He keeps peace on us when we praise him. What is praise? It's, Lord, I thank you because you're good. Lord, I thank you because you're mighty. Lord, I thank you that you are my creator. That's praise. Lord, I thank you that you woke me up this morning. Lord, I thank you for the strength of my body. Lord, I thank you for being my healer. That's praise. That's what he wants. He wants us to praise him. So she talked about Revelation 5:11-14. And, boy, she talked about Paul and Silas in Acts 16. Read that story. Read it. Where Paul and Silas were praying in the prison. They you know, they accused Paul and Silas of preaching things that were against them. Yeah, it was against them because they were out there sinning. And Paul and Silas was putting the finger on what they were doing, and they ain't like it. So they put him in prison to shut him up. But they ain't shut up. They praised God even more. Yes, they did. They praised God so hard that an earthquake came through and opened the prison doors. And they saw the glory of God fall, and they were saved in the prison. Even those who put him in jail got saved. So praise is a powerful tool. When we want to see things happen, praise the Lord. Minister Glardine, an awesome word, awesome word. I thank the Lord for you. Those who sang praises, awesome songs, especially my little one. Yep, my little one. She sang this morning. I thank God for Minister Holman who's teaching them. She's training them up while they're young. Yes, and they are listening. They are listening, and they are learning about the Most High God. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. I praise the Lord for her. She's our youngest one on Bible Storyland, 92 plus. Yes. I thank God for the strength he put in her. Miss Ludell, good morning.
Good morning.
How
y'all doing this morning?
I want to
add to what the lady brought the message. Try Jesus. Call Jesus. Is it ready? Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you were. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you can call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, oh, you can call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, oh, you can call him by his name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell.
Amen.
She's the youngest one with us. She's 90 plus. And guess what? She's still calling Jesus by his name.
Yes, sir.
She's still calling on Jesus. She knows the powerful name of Jesus can bring her through everything she's going through. Miss Ludell, that was awesome. I thank God for
thank
you. Pressing your way. She hasn't been feeling well.
Yes, I did.
We thank God that she came on. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Father, I thank you for touching Miss Ludell's body this morning. I thank you for getting her out of her bed of affliction.
Yes,
I thank you for touching her knees, her legs, and strengthening her bones. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, that she's keeping her eyes fixed on you. And if she comes closer to you, Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in her in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal her, oh, God. Send the word. Heal Miss Ludell. Bless her bread, her water. Take sickness away from the midst of her. So we thank you this morning for being on Bible Storyland. Miss Ludell, that was awesome. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. You know there's power in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
devil flee when you say, Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus! Call on his name. Don't forget. Well, it's salvation time this morning. Anybody who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. You know, we serve a great God. He said in Romans 10:9-10, confess him. If you just confess that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus up from the dead on the third day, you will be saved. You know, there are many, 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 many people that are not saved today. Many children that are not saved today. Many people leaving this world that are not saved today. So you know what? We got to be about our Father's business. At one time, God winked at ignorance. But now he's calling men everywhere to repent and be saved. So we got to spread the good news, spread the love of Jesus everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go. People want to hear about Jesus, especially children.
Yeah.
When you say, do you know Jesus? They look at you and you say, well, Jesus died for you. And you tell them stories from the Word of God, their little ears perk up and they want to know more. They are hungry. Our children are hungering to know more about Jesus. Well, we pray that there are no backsliders in our midst today, backsliders. And if there are, we say, come back to Jesus. Come rededicate your lives back to the Lord. Give your lives back to God and run after him. Run after him. Run after him. Serve him with all your heart. Serve him with gladness. Turn away from evil and do good. So we thank the Lord this morning. It's testimony time. We thank the Lord for the songs that went forth. Those were some powerful songs this morning that went forth. So I thank God, you know, every day I pray. Yeah, we're praying every day. I love to praise the Lord. And, Lord, you are awesome. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? And then we heard from Miss Ludell who sang, call Jesus by his name. We thank God for that word that Minister Gloria Dean brought forth. That powerful word. Praise is powerful. Praise is powerful. That's what she talked about, the power in praise. There's power in praise. When we're going through something, we got to praise him. But you know what? We got to stay praised up. Before we go through something, you know, God said he answered before we call. So even before we're going through something, we got to call his name. We got to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's powerful living when we praise God, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him for the wonderful things he's doing. Don't you know that alarm clock didn't wake you up? God called your name.
Exactly.
You still have abundant life and life more abundantly. So we are moving right along. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and it's testimony time. I see Brother David on there with us. I know Brother David got a testimony. I thank God for this man of God. Good morning, Brother David.
Good morning, Sister Jean. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm blessed and grateful. How you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm doing great. I'll be seeing you on Facebook doing a mighty work.
I'm just holding God accountable. He said we can do and be everything. And I'm not the one to prove him wrong. So,
amen.
Just,
we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth us, and he is strengthening us like never before.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, my only testimony this morning is you have the right to choose to believe in your Creator. Nobody else can shape you. Nobody else can change you. You have the right and the ability to serve and worship your Creator. So that's a very powerful thing.
Amen, amen. What a powerful testimony. Amen. How's Sister Donna and the children?
Amen. They all blessed and grateful. They moving right along, learning their lessons in life and still honoring their Creator. Donna's in there laying in bed listening. The boys
I see her on the phone this morning.
I don't know. They weren't raised by my grandma. My grandma gets you up early in the morning. She opened the curtain and said, blessed to be amongst the living than to be amongst the dead. She said, obedience
is better than sacrifice. But I bet you be up late at night preparing food for y'all, cleaning the house, getting everything ready. So she got to sleep late.
Oh, one of them women, huh? Okay. I ain't going to no comment. I'm going to
You know, sometimes some of us are early risers and some of us are late risers. But the early risers, they go to bed early, and the late risers, we stay up late praising the Lord and calling on his name and praying for others who's sleeping. You know how it goes.
Amen. Amen.
Donna, she's a blessing to me. And, you know, whenever I call her, she's willing to do what I say. I say, can you read this scripture for me today? Can Dante come on and do this and do that? She say, yeah, Sister G. So I thank God for my sister. She's a blessed woman. I thank God for Sister Donna. I love your wife. She's a precious woman of God.
Amen. I love her too.
I know you do.
That's what reminded me to be get on the show.
Late
this morning.
I went out and had breakfast.
My people from Georgia came up and they was around the corner and having breakfast. They said, we here on Dunn Avenue. I said, well, let me come on out. They said, you know, if you want to come around. I went on up there and had a little breakfast with them, and I came back home. I thought it was 10 o'clock that we started. So, you know, I was off track. I said, baby, what time it start? She said, 9 o'clock. Didn't you get the message? I said, let me dial on in. So, yeah, they keep us in check.
She was on here waiting for you. She'd been on here a long time.
I know it. Yeah, I've been and got distracted and sidetracked, you know, but I
all
need
right,
that
now.
Good
I
word.
I told you she keeps you on track. She making sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, moving right along, thank you, Brother David. Any more testimonies? Press 1 if you want to give a testimony or you have something that, you know, the Lord is putting on your heart. Press 1. All right. Come on, doll.
Well,
speak it one time. No more testimonies?
Yes, Sister G.
All right. Minister Donna, what you say?
This Minister Holman.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to thank God for favor. You know how when you go to like different Jiffy Lubes or ladies to get oil changes, it's a, you know, you hear about it's in the those men, they take advantage of the ladies and trying to charge them all this outlandish prices. That didn't happen to us. God gave me favor with the people, and I went back over there to them for something else, and they told me the most stuff. They said, anything that's going wrong, just come on back, you know, and we'll do it for free. I just thank God for the favor of God, you know. But, yeah, that was a blessing.
Amen, amen.
Yes, so that was Jiffy Lube right there in Orange Park, right there in Orange Park. But, yeah, those people were outstanding people, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, giving favor to the women instead of taking advantage of them. So I just
all
thank
right,
God for
amen.
That.
We serve a great God now.
Yes, we serve a great God. God give you favor with something simple with that, you know, because, you know, you want to be led to the Lord where to go, you know, and where to, you know, get things taken care of, you know.
Amen, amen. Well, thank God for you. Thank God for favor. You know he give us favor. Thank you, Minister Stacy. You know, we got my aunt on here. Pastor G's on with us this morning. She kind of quiet. She ain't pressing one, but that's okay. We're grateful that she's on here. Pastor G, Pastor Bernadette Gantling. Thank God for her this morning. I bet you she's going to get off of here and go to worship this morning. All right. So we thank God. Yeah, she pressing one. Thank the Lord this morning. Good morning, Pastor G. How are you?
I'm just blessed of a living God. I tell you, God is just good.
Yeah.
There's not even a word in the English language to describe just how good he really is.
Amen.
He's good.
Amen. Well, I saw my cousin, your daughter, in the grocery store a few weeks ago.
Yes, she told me. You all had an awesome church time in the grocery store.
We did.
And
we
he's
did.
Everywhere.
We of the good, of our Father, our King.
Yes, he's good like that. He's everywhere, so everywhere we go, we can worship and praise him and talk about him. And hey, he's unlimited, and I'm determined I'm going to be unlimited with him as
amen.
Much as possible.
Amen.
Amen. And you're right, getting ready for service this morning. Pastor Prophetess Dorothy Lumpkin is going to be our speaker today and getting ready to hear awesome word from the woman of God.
Amen. Well,
yes.
I want you all to know and invite you all, August the 9th, Pastor G is going to be installed to be an apostle of the Lord You know, I have that fivefold ministry, apostles and prophets and pastors, evangelists and teachers. Well, she's going to be installed to be an apostle, and we are happy for her. We are praising the Lord for her and the mighty things that he's doing in her life. Thank you. We're going to be calling you Apostle G soon.
Yes, well, that's what I walked into a service the other night, and they say apostle, and I'm like, you know what? We go, but I bless the Lord. It's something that I've known for a very, very long time and just kind of sidestepped it for a while. And one of my mentors, Apostle Vernie Tate, called me and said, it's time. And the Lord had been dealing with me, so I told her, okay, it's time. And just humbled by the grace of God, just humbled to be a servant of God regardless of office and title, just being a servant. And we're all servants. And if we move in him from the servant position, he'll elevate us to wherever we need to be. As long as we're servants. Yes, we just have to remain a servant. That whatever he says, do. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it. You know, if it's cleaning the bathroom, never think that whatever office, title, position you're in, you're too great to clean the bathroom or sweep the floor, or hold a baby, or usher somebody, or feed the homeless, or sort clothes. It's all in the service of the Lord. So I'm humbled to be called to that office, and I'm just grateful to God, and I'm determined to remain a servant.
Amen. Bless the Lord for you.
Yes, and you all are definitely invited to come out to Healing Harvest Ministries at 1553 Cecily Boulevard. That's where we'll be in the Arlington area, the 9th at 12 noon. And like I say, I'm just humbled. I'm excited and all that, but I'm yet humbled and just relying on the Lord.
Amen.
Just relying on him.
Powerful woman of God. I knew she had a testimony over there.
my testimony is basically always the same, is that I'm glad to be alive, but more than that, I'm glad to be alive in Christ Jesus. I'm glad to yet be among the living to declare the word of the Lord. Go through my struggles, go through things, but yet I know that he is well able to keep me against that day. Whatever I present to him, he's well able to keep it. He's well able to take care of me regardless of aches and pains and diseases, sickness, rebukes, chastisements. He's well able to keep me against the gossip, the naysayers. He's well able to keep me even in richness and poorness and gladness and sadness. He's yet able to keep me. And my testimony is that I just give him the praise. I'm grateful to the Lord for how good he is. And like I foresaid, there's not a word in the English language to describe how good he actually is. He looks beyond all of our faults and just supplies our need, knowing that we are who we are and we do what we do. But he yet allows his grace to come into our lives and supersede our foolishness. And I just thank him for who he is and what
Amen.
He does. He's great.
Well, we thank God for you being on this morning. Thank God
yes,
for all that he's doing on your behalf. We love you. And it is prayer time
love you
on
all
Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Prayer time. If you're already on, you could just state your prayer request.
Minister G?
Yes.
Will you please continue to pray for my mother, Valerie Newsom, my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins? I do thank you for your prayers, and they are getting stronger every day. So just continue to pray for them.
All right. Okay, hold on. I'm writing things down as we speak. Okay, hold on, Brother David. Hold on 1 second. All right, Brother David, go ahead.
I just want prayer for my brother and his life, you know, and most of these men to grow up and be independent, strong men that go out to seek to build and, you know, do what God created us to do. And special prayer for my son, David II, that he gets motivated and want to go out here and get a job and work. I don't know what it is. You know, when I grew up, I was out here knocking on doors and cutting grass and helping whoever in the neighborhood needed extra work, just looking for work. But I know part of it is because we weren't given everything. But a lot of these kids are coming up with, they don't seem like they don't have that spirit to go out there and work and get their own. I had a drive for that when I was 15, 16, because my people didn't give me nothing. So I don't know how to get that spirit in them, but I need that spirit to get awakened.
Right.
That's what I need prayer for.
Amen. All right.
Marie, can you hear me?
Yes, Marie, but how are you?
Oh, all is well. All is well. My prayer request is for my children's salvation, so we're just giving God thanks that they are saved. God said, speak those things that are not as if they are. So I just give thanks. And every prayer request that I find a decent house since I'm back in New Orleans. And for the things that are happening to children in this world today, and just giving God thanks that he's changing things and the wars. Thank God that our country, America, we're not experiencing all that what's happening now. And that thank God for blessing America and America that bless God more. In Jesus' name.
All right. Thank you, Marie. But anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes, you know, I want you to please pray for all of my patients and my family and my children.
Okay.
And pray for the homeless that's downtown. It's getting, the numbers is growing tremendously. There's too many of them. And just pray that they might be able to change, just to make a change, make a difference, have a different outlook on things. They're just so comfortable with it. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And just pray for the whole, you know, all the three buildings, Cathedral Towers, Terrace, and the Townhouse, and the Duval Stevens Building also. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you. Prayer request.
Sister G, you can pray for my family. Pray for my son for direction. Pray that you intervene in this court case that we got going on. Continue to pray for the house so that everything go well with that we be homeowners in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and pray for my friend Michelle and Melinda for direction, and just pray for my family. Pray for healing direction. Pray that God's will be done. Just covering.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Prayer request. Prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to start prayer. Nobody else have a prayer request. I thank God for each of you all this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did I miss anybody? Prayer request. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just bless you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And Lord, I thank you for each and every person on Bible Storyland and their families, oh God. I lift them up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, for their health. I thank you for their strength. I thank you that they have a mind to keep stayed on you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for provision. Oh, God, I thank you that every cupboard is full and running over. I thank you, Father God, for gas in the cars. I thank you for safety and protection in our neighborhoods, oh, God. Father God, as we go about coming in, going out. I thank you for protection for each and every person, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the elderly in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Miss Ludell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her family. I thank you for the strength you're putting in her body even as we speak. I thank you, Father God, for moving pain from her knees and from her legs, from her ankles, oh God. Any swelling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins, oh God. Those mighty women of God, oh God, that you called to the battlefield a long time ago. I thank you, Father God, for their obedience to you. Father, if it had not been for you who was on their side, oh God, they would not be here to tell the story, but they're here to share the good news with us, oh God. So we thank you for all the years that you've given them to serve you, to praise you, a mind that is willing to praise you, oh God. Father, there are many elderly that are not even saved yet, and we're crying out for salvation in our land, oh God. They can't come unless you call them. Call them out of darkness. Call them into the kingdom of light. Call them into the kingdom, oh God, of your dear son, Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing for Brother David and his family, Father God. And Lord, I lift up his brother and the men of God, oh God, men, Father God, everywhere. We call them to you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for men taking their rightful places in the household, being the priests of their household, those that are saved and those that are not saved. Call them out of darkness, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray a hedge of protection around the men, oh God, that they will take their rightful place. We thank you for protecting the men, oh God. Father God, the males, Lord God, are being slaughtered, murdered on the streets, oh God. Oh, Father God, have mercy. Oh, God, we bind up that murdering demon that's killing men, oh, God, that's putting them in prison, that's binding them in chains. And, oh, my God, have mercy on the men, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every generational curse that's coming against our men to take their lives in some way, to take their rights from them, oh, God. And, Father, we pray for Brother David's son, David the Second, oh, God. Father, you birthed him through this family for a reason, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus for giving him a mind to work. You said if a man don't work, don't let him eat. And, Lord, he's a college man. Oh, God, protect him as he go to school, as he come home. Protect him everywhere he goes. Give him wisdom like Solomon. Pass that wisdom on to his son in Proverbs, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that his brother David read that Proverbs book, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, all the chapters, particularly the first 6 to 8 chapters, as he read them and as he talk wisdom to his son, oh, God, I thank you, Father God, that his son will hear the wisdom that his father's passing on to him. And I thank you that Brother David Sr. will pass that wisdom on to his son, oh, God, and he would apply the things that Solomon applied to his son, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Give him, David the Second, a job and a mind to work, oh God. Father, we thank you for Mariba. We thank you for her children's salvation. We call that forth right now. We say that all of her children are saved. Oh God, they're in a safe place in you. They are bending the knee. They are calling on the name of Jesus. They are calling on you for themselves and their households, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for a house for Mariba to live in. One to your specifications. One, Lord God, where your spirit can dwell there. In the name of Jesus, a safe area, Father God. One, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with this debt-free, where she can do the things you're calling her to do, whether it's feed the homeless, whatever it is you're calling her to do, oh God, we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for the peace in her life. We thank you for her not leaning to her understanding, oh, God, where you wanted to live, but leaning to your understanding, bending the knee, calling on you morning and night, praising you like never before, giving you glory, honor, and praise, oh, God. We thank you for Jackie, oh, God. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for her children, for her family. I thank you that you're drawing them all closer to you in this hour, Father God. Not only Jackie, but all of us and our families, you're calling us to a higher calling in you. And, Lord, we repent, oh, God, for everything that we've done against your will. Oh, God, have mercy on us, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, oh, God. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh, God, that for what you're doing for the homeless. You said we'd have the poor with us at all times, oh God. But, Lord, we cry out for the homeless, oh God. Give them a mind to work, a mind to call on the mighty name of Jesus, a mind to praise you, a mind to call on your name, a mind to serve you, a mind to say hallelujah, a mind to honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we lift up everybody in the towers and in the Duval Center and the Stevens Building, oh God. We thank you for their salvation. Call them, oh God. You know a lot of them are elderly. Most of them are elderly people, oh God, but many of them are still in their sins. They don't even know the name of Jesus. They refuse to call on you. They're still in their stubborn, rebellion ways, oh God. We call on you for them, oh God, that you would call them out of darkness, oh God, that you would heal them spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and that they will begin to lift holy hands and praise you and say, my God, forgive me, Lord God, for everything I've done. And they will begin to confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord and that you raised him on the third day, and they will be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Minister Stacy, oh God. I thank you for her family, her husband, who's the head of the household, and her. Oh God, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And Lord, you know, she's calling on you for her children, particularly her son who's in court, a court case, oh God. Father, you're able, you're able, you're able. You're the judge. Oh God, touch the judge's heart on behalf of her child, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for direction. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you, Father God. Oh, I bind up that the bokor shabakade ekunamakadirio, the stubborn, rebellious spirit. I say that he will begin to listen to his father. He will begin to listen to his mother. He will be more obedient, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that he will graduate with honors from college, oh God, because he's brilliant, oh God. He's smart. Teach him how to apply himself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for him and for the family. I lift up her cousins, Michelle and Melinda. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing, healing virtue throughout their bodies, salvation to their families, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for all of us, oh God. What a mighty God you are. You are continually watching over us. You're continually fighting the battle for us, oh God. Father God, you are our judge. You are our redeemer. You are our creator. You are Abba, Father. We call on your name. You're the great and mighty I am that we need on a daily basis, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Pastor G, oh God, for her family, what you're doing in their families. I ask you to bless them. Draw them closer, closer, just a closer walk, oh God, as they prepare to worship you and praise you today, oh God. I thank you for going before them. I thank you for going with them. I thank you for the strength, oh God, that you're putting in their bodies. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing on her to destroy yokes and bondages. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that as she pray and as she honor you, oh God, I thank you for yokes and bondages coming off of people, falling off shackles and bonds, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you have given her anointing, a great anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for the oil, oh God, the oil, the joy of gladness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for our families, oh God. Oh, Father God, we're crying unto you for our families. In the name of Jesus, have your way in all of our families today, oh God. Have your way. We thank you for that hedge that you keep around us, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you that when you speak to the devil about us, you said, have you considered my servant? I thank you for strengthening us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, like Jabez, you are enlarging our territory, oh God. What a mighty God you are. Oh, Lord, I thank you that sickness is a thing of the past in our lives, that we are healed, healthy, walking in obedience in you, oh God. We just bless you that you are great and greatly to be praised. I thank you for the speaker today, Minister Glory Dean. I thank you for the singers today, Father God. I thank you for Minister Donna Hawkins. And I thank you, Lord God, for her cousin Jackie Travis. And I thank you for Minister Stacy. And I thank you for Miss Ludell, who sang and gave you glory today, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing on our behalf. Have your way Have your way. We surrender all to you. Even that thing that we try to hang on to, we give it up today, oh God. We are hanging on to nothing, oh God, but we are reaching out to you like never before. So, Father, we praise and we honor you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody have anything they want to share real quick before we go off the air? Anybody?
Minister G, hey, I'm
giving God thanks. I'm giving God thanks.
Okay, Minister, hold on 1 second. Minister Donna, and then there was somebody else after her. So go ahead, Minister Donna, then we'll call on the next person.
All right, thank you so much. Listen to this. On next Sunday, the Interdenominational Union Choir here in Paducah will be 55 years old. This group has been singing faithfully for 55 years. Now, my mom is the oldest member of the choir, but today at 3 o'clock we'll be going to Parkview Nursing Home to sing for the patients who are residents who are there. And then on next Saturday, we have a group totally dedicated from Louisville. They're going to come and do a concert for the Union Choir. And then on Sunday, the 27th, that's when we'll actually have our celebration at Harrison Street Church. So I'm just asking you to keep the members of the interdenominational choir lifted up in prayer. We have been faithful, and we're going to continue to sing until Jesus comes.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, well, Father God, we lift up the International Denominational Choir, and we thank you for what you're doing in that choir. We thank you for a mother who's been a member of that choir, oh, God, for years and years. I thank you for the prayers that's gone forth. And even as they visit the Parkview Nursing Home today, oh, God, as they minister to the patients, I thank you for joy, for your joy going before them. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you're putting in the elderly, even as they minister to them in song and praise and worship unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, somebody else press one.
Amen.
Hello?
You know, amen. I thank God for the word today, the praise. Thank God for that. And also, we're going to be having a prayer breakfast next month on the 15th, Strong Victorious Women. So I'm calling all Strong Victorious Women to come out and come out with us and join us. That's Bill of Obedience. That's off of Tim McCormick on 17 on the west side. So it's going to be Strong Victorious Women prayer breakfast.
Oh, Strong Victorious Prayer Women?
Yep, Strong Victorious Women. It's prayer breakfast.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that prayer breakfast for Strong Victorious Women. We thank you for them being overcomers, oh God. We thank you for their deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for their obedience to you. And I thank you that they are strong and courageous like Joshua. I thank you that they are victorious over the enemy. I thank you for what you're going to do at that prayer breakfast. Have your way in everyone that attends, oh God, and let them spread the word even as they leave the prayer breakfast. Let it be a glorious time praising, giving you honor and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody else?
Yes, Mariba, I give thanks to God that the children are just busting the doors down for your school in Jesus'
amen,
name.
Amen, amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for Zion Hope Academy. We thank you for the zoning, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for the licensing. We thank you, Father God, for the grants and the scholarships for the children. We thank you for everything being in order according to your will for Zion Hope Academy, oh, God. We thank you for that school. We thank you for the children, oh, God. Oh, God, that will be sent there, oh, God. We thank you for the children that you're calling from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We thank you for blessing them and their families, oh, God. We thank you that they are handpicked by you, oh, God, even the babies who will be coming, Lord God. We lift them up before you, and we thank you for Mariba. We thank you for the prayers, oh, God. We thank you for the intercessions that is going on as she bend the knee daily, Father God. We ask you to bless her like never before in Jesus' name. Okay, one more. All right, well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I love each of you, but you already know my love is limited, but God, he loves you with an unlimited love. God loves you so much he gave Jesus to die for you. So let's continually praise him. with joyful praise. Oh, yeah, we're going to lift out. Oh, Father God, I just lift every heavy burden that we're carrying, the burden of households, the burden of children, the burdens of wives, the burdens of jobs, the burdens of, you know, every care, Lord God. You know what's burdening your people down. Well, we cast those cares upon you because you care for us. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we're giving you praise. Yes, we're giving you honor. We're giving up everything, oh, God. We are casting it on you. So as we joyfully praise, as we joyfully obey our Father, let us do it with great joy, great praise, great honor. I look forward to talking to you all, hearing from you next Saturday. It's Children's Day, so don't forget, call your children, your grandchildren, your great-grand, the neighbor's children. You know, when I was growing up, children came out in groves. Nowadays, you can't hardly get a child to come to Sunday school. What's going on? Father, we release our children to come to Sunday school, to come to neighborhood Bible school. Release them, oh God. They can't come unless you send them, oh God. Send the children in great numbers. Even on Bible Storyland next week, let it be many children on there singing and praising to you, oh God. Let it be sisters and brothers and cousins and friends, oh God, giving you glory. Well, next Sunday, July 26th, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise Him like never before. Bless the Lord for you. I love you. I look forward to speaking to you and hearing from you next week. Hallelujah. We give Him a hand
Hallelujah.
Clap of praise, a hand clap of praise,
Hallelujah.
A hand clap of praise.
Bless you. Bless you.
All right. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Hey, G, God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
That's right. Bless you, Carissa.
Bless you, Pastor G. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a great God, Lord God Almighty. Praise is what we do when we want to be close with you. We lift our hands and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.